I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Peter Copenhaver. He's with the Ishpeming Ski Club. He joined us to talk about some changes to the upcoming 134th annual ski jumping tournament. Here's the details with Peter Copenhaver.
About a little over a month ago, we announced that we were moving the tournament to a March date from our January 27th date. You can't just choose any weekend. We have to work with other clubs in the Midwest, the different clubs in our division. So we chose March 6th and 7th. So that was the plan at that point. And then all along the way, we're monitoring the current pandemic and what we can do and what we can't do. And there's just been a kind of couple different kind of flips and details here. So the biggest one was we decided that we just weren't going to have public spectators. And the biggest reason behind that was we are limited on the number, first of all, by the state of Michigan. The other one was, too, is we have limited staff that can manage, you know, the parking and, you know, just the all the different things that are going on during the tournament. And we also need staff to manage the athletes.
Sure.
So we also have an organizing body nationally that requires us to do certain things with athletes, how we transport them, how far apart they stay, how they get dressed, how they – it just goes on and on and on. And for a club that's, you know, pretty much operated by volunteers, we have a essential crew, a skeleton crew, I'll say, that kind of has to function and do all these things. And so it just became clear that it was not going to happen. So,
well, the idea is also that with that, you're looking at a couple of other changes, because not only do you maybe don't have volunteers, some of the athletes aren't able to travel and come.
Yeah, we sent out a survey, maybe it's been a month or two ago, just looking at interest, because we knew with COVID people weren't traveling, and we already knew that we weren't going to get athletes from overseas. We normally rely on athletes from, you know, Finland and Norway and Sweden and Slovenia, and that wasn't going to happen. So we were really kind of looking at our national skiers, who's going to come, who's going to jump suicide. And that survey kind of revealed the fact that the people were very, very hesitant in wanting to come and travel. So we had that to deal with as well. So the decision's been made not to prep the big hill, Suicide Hill, everyone knows it as. So this tournament is more or less becoming a junior tournament. We have five hills. A 13 meter, 25 meter, 40 meter, 60 meter, and 90 meter. We're gonna prep four of those hills out of five, and we're gonna have our kids jump and compete. We also have a few other kids from different neighboring clubs in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois that are gonna come and compete on that weekend. So.
The Ishpeming Ski Club having some changes with the upcoming, which will be the 134th annual ski jumping tournament. It's on March 6th and 7th. Peter Copenhaver with us this morning from the Ishpeming Ski Club. And the big announcement, of course, is that there will not be spectators. And what that does is it immediately creates a financial challenge for the club, because you're a nonprofit and the tournament brings in a lot of cash.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess the question is,
what next?
Yeah, what next? What is the club looking at doing? What are you looking at doing in terms of getting some funds together?
These are all great questions. Well, in lieu of not having public spectators at our tournament, we have pretty much planned and launched as of yesterday a pretty comprehensive fundraising program for people to help donate to the club to help offset that lost revenue. Of course, many people already know that revenue pretty much operates our club for the entire calendar year, and that's our summer programs, fall programs, and such. So, we're looking at fundraising as being kind of a way to get out of this mess.
And another thing, too, that will help out is the fact that whether you have a tournament or not, bodies.
Yeah.
Volunteers, because you are year-round. I don't think people realize that the Ishpeming Ski Club is a 12-month out-of-the-year thing.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people just don't realize that we're out there year-round. I mean, we're either dry land training, which is just a fancy word for all the exercising, strength-building, flexibility stuff that we maintain year-round. But we're roller skiing for the cross-country ski team and Nordic Combined Kids in the summertime. We are ski jumping in the summer. We have plastic on four of our six hills. You know, to get it all wet. It's kind of like a big slip and slide. You know, the kids jump just like they do in the wintertime. And we seldom take time off. Usually right when the snow melts and it's a big mud fest out there, we'll take a couple weeks out, you know, let things drain. And then the fall, right before the snow comes, we have to prep all the hills for snow. So
the question is if people do want to help, if they're aware of the challenges, they want to support the club, what do you have? Do you say go to the website? What do they do?
Yeah, the simplest thing for us to do recommendation-wise for giving is go to Google and type Ishpeming Ski Club. It's going to give you the link to our website. If you click on that, you're going to go to our homepage, and there's a button right there that says donate. And I think there's another little option up on top that says donations. That's probably the simplest. I mean, if you're not a computer savvy person, or you're not on the internet very much, or social media, that's my best advice. You also can type in right into your internet browser, ishskiclub.com/donations. And that'll get you right there. If you're on Facebook, look us up on Facebook, Ishpeming Ski Club. Like us. We'll be posting stuff for the next probably several weeks for the fundraiser.
That's Peter Copenhaver with the Ishpeming Ski Club. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.